give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Richardson's going to get the ball, and the Sixers are going to beat Boston. A two-hand slam by Josh Richardson. Fittingly enough, he has 29 points, and the Sixers are leading 109-98.
And that was the final score tonight at the center. What's going on, y'all, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Gibbons as we go in the post until midnight after a very, very good 76ers win, 109-98 over the Boston Celtics, and already winning the season series, one game remaining on their schedule, a four-game series for them during the season, and the Sixers take the first three. And, of course, the big news, no Joel Embiid for a little bit, 1 to 2 weeks right now for Joel Embiid. He'll be out, reevaluated after the second week. Listening to Reggie Miller a little bit as I dipped in on the broadcast, because they came back from the commercial as we were watching, flipping back and forth between NBC Sports Philly, listening to, of course, Tom McGinnis here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Great work by him, as always. And I happened to catch it at the right time when Reggie Miller was talking about him having this very, very same issue that Joel Embiid is currently having with the broken finger that he suffered on Monday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So he talked about how Reggie Miller sustained this very injury his final year with the Pacers, and it was supposed to be something, like they said, 1 to 2 weeks or whatever it ultimately turned out to, you know, whatever they diagnosed him at that time. But he said he really didn't get back on the floor until about 1.5, 2 months later for the Indiana Pacers to be back out there with his team. And then you have to factor in Reggie Miller, someone we know who hardworking, getting himself back into everything the way he does. And the way he does everything totally, you know, his body and keeping himself conditioned. And that's one thing that we also have seen with Joel Embiid and how he has struggled with his conditioning over his playing career here in Philadelphia in the NBA. And that's something that they're going to have to monitor and make sure they stay on top of for him as things go along. But we'll get into that, and we'll have plenty of time to discuss that with Joel Embiid out tonight. Al Horford starting in his place at the center spot. Mike Scott starting in Al Horford's spot at the four. And, man, this was a really, really big team win for the 76ers tonight, 109-98 over the Boston Celtics. So, with Al Horford starting in place, this is partially why you got Al Horford signing him this offseason. To be the backup, certainly, during the season when Embiid is out there in game, to be the starter when he takes some time off for load management, possibly some small injuries. And tonight, in this particular case, game number one without him for the foreseeable future because of the injury. And while he is not necessarily going to knock your socks off with the way he plays out there, the things that he does, what he gave you tonight, and we'll get to everyone else, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists in 32 minutes and 15 seconds, 7 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 3 from deep, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, missed a pair early, 5 offensive rebounds of those 8 total, 2 turnovers, 2 block shots, 1 steal, and just really solid minutes overall for Al Horford. Very good defense on Daniel Tice, on Enes Kanter, the way he played, oftentimes having to play on the switch against Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward. We'll get to all three of those guys and their performances tonight. We were getting constant conversation over the past couple of weeks, to be perfectly honest with you, with the 17 points. This is the first time Al Horford has scored 15 or more points in a full month. Okay, so let's take that into consideration as well. But when we've talked about Al Horford and people saying this is a waste, this was a bad pickup, this was a ridiculous signing, going back to the Jimmy Butler stuff, and I get it, the frustration, how he's not giving you what you think you should get. But if you watch him over the course of his career, He's a 14-point per game scorer throughout his career. He's averaging 13 right now. He gave you 17 tonight. Now, I'm not saying he's going to give you 17 every night, but those are not just the things that he does well to help you win ball games. It's the other intangibles also. Not going to grab you a lot of rebounds, even though he gave you 8. Ben Simmons led the team tonight with 9. He's not going to give you that. He's going to give you smart IQ basketball, the intangibles once again to help you win, the smart plays in general, the good passing, 6 assists, where he hit Ben Simmons for a lob, missed one on another for a turnover. The signing was not bad. Maybe the fit is tough, and they're still trying to figure it all out. One thing that I would say is I thought that he was not being used correctly. And what we saw a few times tonight, we saw some interesting things where late in the game, a face-up jumper on Daniel Tyson along the baseline to give them a 105-94. Jab step, couple ball fakes, right? Rise up, knock down the jumper. Early on, the same thing. He would do those things where he had somebody on his back, on his body. He had an and one late in the game for his only free throw tonight. Al Horford did because he was patient with how he was. The way he was able to get Daniel Tice up in the air, right, with a great ball fake because just the intangibles of how you do a ball fake. Some people do it differently where you can actually draw that attention to the defender and make him leave his feet. That's something that you saw tonight from Al Horford. The intangibles that he brings you. Not going to knock your socks off. Not going to knock your socks off with how he gets it done. But at the end of the night, losses and wins, I would say 95% of the time you will say he got it done. And he got it done in his ways. There will be those times, like he did early in the season when Embiid was suspended against Detroit and Atlanta, where he had those outbursts, those scoring outbursts. I believe he had 29 in one game, and one of those two games, I can't recall which one it was. It might have been it doesn't matter. Detroit or Atlanta early on in the season, that first week of the season, he had a scoring outburst. Al Horford is good, people. We know he's 33 years old. He is there up in age, right? Tonight they needed him. Tonight they got him. Tonight this is why, part of the reason why, pardon me, you sign Al Horford to the deal that you did. The other reason, of course, is to play the Boston Celtics, the Indiana Pacers, the Toronto Raptors, and most importantly, the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, I'm not jumping there. I'm just saying that's why you acquired Al Horford, to do that type of work, to be that type of leader. He may not bark and scream and yell and be that type of vocal leader, but he can be a vocal leader, soft-spoken a bit, and also go out there and do the work that he does, and then you follow the leader in that way as well. Great performance by Al Horford tonight in the win, 109-98 against his former club. His second game against his former team, he played in the opener, missed the last game that they played, and tonight he gave you the work that he did tonight against the Boston Celtics. Josh Richardson, the other newcomer for the 76ers, tremendous. 9 of 16 from the floor. Got them started, right? 13 points in the first quarter, matching Kemba Walker for the quarter high at that point. Really good. Going to the rim, pull up mid-range jumpers, three-pointers. So the mid-range game, people, it is not dead. If you are an efficient scorer from those spots, it's still a good shot. Tobias Harris, we know. Again, we'll get to him. Josh Richardson, very good. He was 10 of 10. This cannot be overlooked either. 10 of 10 from the free throw line. And when you talk about being down by as much as the 15 points that the Sixers were early on, you have to find a way to chip away. And with them being down 15, you know a run was going to come. But getting to the free throw line, capitalizing on those, and making them. Tonight, guys, on the night, Boston was perfect from the free throw line. They only took 8. Okay? 8. The 76ers, not very much. 9 more attempts, 17, but they converted 12. So aggressive going to the basket, the 76ers were. Aggressive overall were they tonight. and Josh Richardson making 10 overall. Making 10 overall. All 10 of his free throw attempts and the ones down the stretch where he knocked down the two free throws to give them a 101-94 lead after Marcus Smart took out his legs a bit. I don't think he was trying to be dirty. I think he was just going for the ball because that's how Marcus Smart plays. He's a hustle guy. Got it done. Gets it done. He got it done tonight. He was actually very good off the bench. 24 points, Marcus Smart. Josh Richardson was very good, giving them everything in a variety of different ways, whether it was pick and roll, the dribble handoff, off the bounce himself, creating the catch and shoot opportunities for him. 1 of 5 only from deep, but good shots from Josh Richardson tonight. He was tremendous, and as we know, he was the bell ringer for the 76ers tonight in their win in the locker room, 109-98. Ben Simmons. You talk about Joel Embiid being out, listening to Mike and Tyrone debate it back and forth. This is when Ben Simmons needs to step up. And we've talked about it in Embiid's absence before. And he goes out. He needs to be the best player out there on the floor because most nights he is the best player against whatever opponent there is. You can say Kemba Walker is a better overall player. Multiple-time All-Star, right? Knows how to get it done the way he does offensively. Ben Simmons, as we know, this is why we love him. When we argue for him, in favor of him, the overall defense that he gives you, we said we would get to Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward. The defense, he's phenomenal. He is a phenomenal defender, Ben Simmons. When you look at the numbers of Jaylen Brown, 2 of 12, okay? Jason Tatum, 4 of 13. Gordon Hayward, 4 of 11. Not only do you give the credit to Ben Simmons, but Josh Richardson, Tobias Harris, and even Mike Scott for some good stretches in there, having to defend those guys and just simply making it tough, moving their feet, not reaching too much. Look at the personal fouls of the guys that I'm talking about defensively. And you can even include James Ennis and Matisse Thybulle off the bench as well. Here's the personal fouls. 1 for Harris. 0 for Scott. 2 for Richardson. 1 for Simmons. 1 for Ennis. 1 for Thybulle. You cannot ignore that. Moving your feet. Not reaching too much. Being aggressive but playing smart defensively, that's what Ben Simmons did tonight. Efficient from the floor, 9 of 15, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and the 19 points, 3 turnovers. Of course, he drives you nuts with the way he does them. 1 steal, a great overall game by Ben Simmons. Nothing at all hollow about what he did with the 19 points. Mixing in the 9 rebounds and the 3 assists. The great play in the late stages of the game when they needed him most down the stretch. Ben Simmons with the 5 points, a couple of jump hooks over the left shoulder with the right hand, much needed. Confidently taking those shots in the fourth quarter. Again, late in the fourth quarter where they needed them, where they weren't that much far ahead of the Boston Celtics needing to make those particular plays, and he did not pass them. He knew what he wanted to do. He got to his spots in the middle of the paint and jump hook, and he won to the far left of the left block where he also had another one going towards there, another jump hook as well. Really good game by Ben Simmons tonight. Very happy with his overall performance in a game-high 38 minutes and 42 seconds. Tobias Harris, I wrote down in my notes, at halftime, need more from Tobias Harris at that point. Because when you look at his numbers at the half, Tobias Harris, Sixers trailing 55-48, he only had 5 points. He ended up with 16, but he came out in the third quarter, and as I said, need more from Tobias Harris, 9 in the third quarter for Harris. That's going to be your go-to scorer. You need it. Josh Harris lifted them up. Tobias Harris, they needed him. They needed him after halftime, gave them 9 points out of the locker room, 4 of 8, taking the most shots in that quarter by anybody on the floor from either team. That was his best quarter, and they needed it. Good performance by him, and yes, you're going to need it, right, going forward. His 17 field goal attempts, you're going to need that with Joel Embiid out. Mike Scott, quiet night early on, but a couple of big shots later on in the game for Mike Scott. You saw a nice recognition of having a smaller defender on him early with Kemba Walker, go right to the basket, little quick bucket. Same one late, missed it, had the mismatch, had the frame of mind right there to see who he had on him. Quick turnaround, shot off the glass, he missed it, but he took it. And that's what you want from, don't think about it, don't wait till you're floating around the three-point line. Take the shot that's available to you, especially when you have the mismatch, and hope for the best. Good performances by Furkan Korkmaz. Even defensively, he has some good stretches. Sometimes I still don't understand why he's on certain players, but okay. James Ennis, his only two buckets, two threes, came at a very big spot to give the Sixers a lead for 6 points. Good defense as well. T. Stiebel in his first game back, 0-4, 0-2 from deep. But solid defensively. Still has to get back into that conditioning. Norvell Pell. Oh, man. We love watching that guy, don't we? Not afraid on the defensive end. Recognizing when he needs to roll to the basket. Get those lobs. One that he had to snatch out of the air, catch, go up with the left-hand finish. Love the energy. Love that Brett Brown decided to go to him instead of Kyle Quinn or even Jonah Bolden, who was active tonight as well. Good performance, good team win. Very good team win by the Sixers tonight. 109-98, improving to 25-14 on the season over the Boston Celtics. 25-14 for the Sixers, 25-11. That means the Sixers, Boston leading the division, one game up on Toronto. Sixers now a game and a half behind the Boston Celtics, who have now lost three in a row. Sixers winning two in a row. They get back at it on Saturday against the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. Payback. But Luka Doncic is back as well, so we get to see him. So, let's take your phone calls if you're leaving the center. 610-632-0975. Sixers win 109-98. Great team win by the boys tonight. 3-0 against the Boston Celtics on the season in game number one without Joel Embiid during this stretch. Now with the broken finger and broken hand, pardon me. And he's having surgery tomorrow. The big man is. Let's take a quick phone call. 610-632-0975 as we start things off in the post with Stan from Drexel Hill on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Stan?
Yo, what's going on? Listen, you hit every point that I was going to make, bro. Like, the crazy thing
is... Make it better. Go ahead.
Well, because, you know, I've been hearing all these things. They've been talking about trading Ben for D'Angelo Russell and this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, listen, people get caught up too much in the moment and about the one single thing that guys do, like scoring the basketball in the case of D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell against a team like Milwaukee, against a team like Boston, those guys are going to go at him on both ends of the floor. And I just don't know if a guy like that can handle that. At least with Ben, you can't teach 6'10 athleticism. He made that play open up the game, and you heard Reggie Miller touch on it, where he caught it in one fell swoop and laid it up. Like, you can't teach that. And I feel like people, and then defensively, you just talked about it. What he did on Jaylen Brown, who's having a career year, Jason Tatum, who's having a good season, and even Gordon Hayward, the stuff that he did against these guys defensively, you could just tell how much he bothered them. And also Kemba Walker in that last play where he stripped him and Marcus Smart went into the legs of Josh Richardson.
Yep.
You look at those are the type of plays, like, for the frustrating plays that he makes where he turns the ball over, case in point, he turned the ball over but hustled back to get a steal. Like, that's the stuff that you can't teach. You know, and I get frustrated. I hate when he jumps in the air and turns his back to the basket. I hate it too. I understand that, but I'd rather deal with that. I'd rather deal with that and then see him make up for it on a defensive end or get a key rebound or a key steal than just trade him for some random guy just because you think he can get a bucket and he might quote-unquote fit better, but then your team doesn't actually get better. You get what I'm saying?
No, I understand, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Do that, though. When you do make those bad turnovers and you do make those tough decisions, don't give up. And the one thing I always say about Ben is you never see him. He never seems tired. He always has that energy.
He very rarely does even sweat.
He just keeps going, and you love it, but he drives you crazy with those things. But you're right.
Absolutely.
He gave you a great performance tonight. And Stan, before we step away for a second, man, I want to start doing this when we do in the post to just ask for your player of the game. So who do you have tonight? You just referenced Ben, but who's your player of the game?
I'm not going to go with Ben. I'm actually going to go. It was a little bit, but I'm going to go with Norvell Powell. I think he has an infusion of energy, especially in those two blocks he had on Cantor. I believe
straight up.
Mm-hmm. I think that really kind of turned the tide because the Sixers were down with 15, and then they made that push to end the half, and you saw that he had an infusion of energy with those two blocks.
Yeah.
That I think, and then he had a lob from Richardson, and I think that really kind of just helped energize the Sixers.
And listen, it was
great to see Matisse out there.
It's good to see him back, and they definitely missed him. Stan, thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975. So when we talk to you guys tonight and get your thoughts on the win, even if you want to talk about Joel Embiid and his absence, I'm going to ask you guys for your player of the game every night from here on out, going with the In the Post show that we love to do after the games, whether it's a win or a loss. Love talking to you guys. We're going to do that until midnight. 610-632-0975. Sixers victorious 109-98 over the Boston Celtics. Now 3-0 against the green guys from Boston. Great win tonight. Great team win. Who is your player of the game tonight as well? 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. I'm Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Here's Tobias.
Love it. Norvell Pell with an alley-oop jam. Love it. Well played. Great construction of that play out of the timeout. And Norvell Pell gets the dunk, his second basket of the game.
Yes, and 6 points off the bench for Pell, 4 rebounds, 2 block shots. And as Brian Seltzer said, he added him credited for 3. I agree with Seltz. Sixers.com. Right here on In the Post, 610-632-0975. Really good performance, really good energy by Pell tonight, 12 minutes and 38 seconds. And I like where Brett Brown went with this one, especially when you think about Kyle O'Quinn coming in and being the backup center. But what are you going to do when Joel Embiid is out of the game, right? When he's not playing? You're going to let, they do it anyway, they run. But you are going to run when Ben Simmons is out there with the ball in transition. And who can run as one of those reserve big men? That will be Norvell Pell. So not only are you going to get what you get from him defensively, and that's the other thing. While you did get the block shots from Al Horford tonight too, he's no more for his straight-up defense, the smart, the rotations, things of that nature on the defensive end of the floor. But when you talk about athleticism and simply protecting the rim, this is the type of center that you're going to need with Joel Embiid out. Kyle O'Quinn, with all due respect, he'll probably get his as we go along, especially against different teams, certain teams. But tonight, I thought it was a really good job by the coaching staff, Brett Brown and all, to go Norvell Pell and make the call there. And then Dylan McKinnon, I have to give him credit as well, because he said, who do you go first to off the bench? Norvell Pell, Kyle O'Quinn. And Dylan said, I go with Norvell Pell. So before we get to the phones, 610-632-0975, here is Coach Brown after the game talking about guys stepping up.
Did a post-game bell-ringing ceremony, and I look over one of the players' shoulders, and I can see Elton's holding Joel on FaceTime. And so we were able from New York to include him, which is always a good thing. And when you're missing Joel, you better have some people do what Norvell did, and Ben in his limited minutes, and Al Horford was huge all over the place. And it's true, it was a next man up. We had to find something to take that massive void that Joel left.
We've talked about this in the past as well. That was Brett Brown post-game after the Sixers win 109-98 over the Boston Celtics, where in the offseason we spoke about me at least bringing it up. I know I did. Not being afraid to use Ben Simmons as a center, small ball lineups in certain situations. Obviously small ball lineups, but in certain situations because of his height, his defense, his smarts on the defensive end, where you're not worried, and specifically against certain big men who Brett Brown decides to use him against on the defensive end as a five man. Daniel Tice, while he's bigger and stronger and all that, not the most fluid offensively. And his Cantor, very good offensively. But Ben Simmons played very well, man up, on Enes Kanter a couple of times that he was out there. So I am not afraid to see Ben Simmons use a few of those backup minutes to Al Horford or Norvell Pell or Kyle O'Quinn to give them a bit of a breather and to give the opposition a different look with Simmons at the five, Scott at the four, Tobias Harris at the three, Trey Burke at the one, Josh Richardson at the two, Matisse Thybulle, wherever he fits in, however it goes. I like the Ben Simmons at the five minutes. I like it. And it throws things off on the other end as well if they're able to take advantage of an actual center on the defensive end, on the perimeter. Not necessarily with Ben Simmons, but maybe someone else. 610-632-0975. Chris in Williamstown is in the post next. Thanks for hanging on, Chris.
You know, Devine, you hit on it just perfectly just now. You know, the way Ben Simmons attacked Enes Kanter. You know, I would love to know how many of his 19 points came in the fourth quarter, because how many times he took Enes Kanter to the rack and he sat there turning around and took that little jump hook. Like, and that's what I want to see out of Ben Simmons. Like, when he's able to, like, it's strange. When he tries to dribble straight down the lane, that's where he really gets stopped and he turns around and he does that little jump pass. But when he finds a way to get a little angle on the lane and he goes down towards the block, it's tremendous how much he's able to do something on, like, an angle. That jump hook from both hands now is becoming dangerous with Ben Simmons. So it's really a dynamic the way when he puts his mind to it and he tries to take his man to the rack, but goes at it from the left or the right, he has tremendous success. But when you go down the middle, or when he tries to post up in the middle, and you got Jason Richardson with one of his three turnovers tonight, you know, one on a pass to Ben trying to get it to him in the middle. Like, it's those things that Brett Brown needs to get on him for and say, you need to be more on the left or the right side of the block, and that's how you're going to find yourself.
But if you notice, too, the ones that he had down the stretch in the fourth quarter in the middle of the paint. So while I agree with you for the most part that he works best on the one of those blocks because he's very good over each shoulder, really the left shoulder with the right hand, I just look at that one and say, you know what, Chris, to your point, watch how he did it. If you go back and watch the game and you see the highlights, those in the middle of the floor, those jump hooks, that was really impressive because he didn't hesitate. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what spot he wanted to get to. Bang, 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 jump hook. Let's go.
That's why the jump shot doesn't need to be a part of his game. Like, I mean, I know.
Well, it still needs to be a part, but just make sure that you're aggressive. You're aggressive enough with what you're already good at or what you're comfortable at, like those jump hooks, like those runners a little bit, and even the floater. I saw like two floaters tonight from him, and I'm happy to see it.
Well, I think Norvell Pell had an admirable night in there in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. But, you know, for me, my guy of the night is Jason Richardson. 29 Josh, points. I know he's only one for five.
If he's going to be your guy for the night, you got to get his name right.
10 for 10.
Josh Richardson, not Jason.
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 10 for 10 from the line.
Jason,
10 for 10 from
Jason
the,
is retired.
Yeah. Josh Richardson.
There
10
you go.
For 10 from the three free throw line tonight. That was commendable, man.
Nah, it was.
And it was,
man.
29 points.
It was. It definitely was. Chris, thanks for the call as always, man. Appreciate it. Yes, the 10 for 10 from the line. Just being aggressive. I love when he probes, loves when he gets into the lane, loves how he's able to, you know, maneuver his body and wiggle through certain things. And when he probes a bit and gets into the lane, as we talk about the way the league is, right? Get that guy on your back, get that guy on your hip. Take advantage of them right there in your sweet spot. Josh in Newcastle County, next in the post. Josh.
Nah, it's Kevin. What's up, man?
Yo, Kev, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much. I just made it home from the game. I'm going to say this, man. I didn't like that lineup as far as not Ben being at the five, but I didn't like the guards that he had out there with Burke and then Cork Mods and Rich. You know, my play of the game was Josh Richardson, because you want to know. Norvell had a couple of good blocks and everything. And like you said, down the stretch, man, that jump hook that Ben hit, man. See, that, and that's what I said. I said, man, that's all I'm asking for. 10 to 12 foot right there.
Yeah.
You do that, boom, in the clutch time. I mean, that's money. That's money. Now, with that five, I don't mind being bent down at the five, but with the guard play, I mean, I didn't like that lineup, man. I mean, dealing with cork mods or what have you,
mm-hmm.
you know. But other than that, man.
Yeah, because he is that defensive liability. And like yeah. I said, he had like two or three possessions that I thought he was pretty good on Tatum where he got the offensive foul. Thought he had another.
Right.
A few others that were really good. But for the most part, like I said, Kev, when I'm looking at him, I'm like, I don't know why they have him on, let's say, this particular guy. And even with Marcus Smart, if you're going to put him on Marcus Smart,
right.
I get it. But Marcus Smart was hot tonight, so.
And look. And he
was thinking scorer, right?
Yeah, he was. And also, Marcus Smart was taking Burke down there at the hole. That's why I was saying,
early.
I mean, defensively, it was a liability because Smart was, you know, he was raining down threes, and then he started taking them boys down to the hole. People forget that at Oklahoma State,
he was a scorer.
Yep.
Score
the other, man.
Yep.
He just really, like, turned into this defensive prowess by going to the league, but he was a heck of a scorer, man. But I overall, man, that showed me something that for this year we own Boston, man. We own them.
Well, if they get into a playoff series, it's going to be tough for Boston just because of the size and the length and
right.
everything.
Right.
And now, what we've seen in these three games, and I'm not going to say it's going to last in a seven-game series or even the next game that the team plays. I just gave you what Hayward, Tatum, and Brown did on the offensive end. 10 of 37 right. combined. That's not going to happen.
No, so, it's not.
Right. So, hey, Kev, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. That's not going to happen. They're going to have better scoring nights. So the Sixers better be ready. Great performance tonight defensively. Really good performances in the first two games as well in those victories. Embiid was dominant in game number two. Ben Simmons was the best player in the four in the season opener against Boston back here in Philadelphia for that one. They're going to bust out at some point if you see them in a seven-game series. But at the end of the day, I really think the 76ers are the better team between these two in a series. Still scared of the Boston Celtics because they are good and they have scorers. This is why you went out and got Al Horford, made sure you got Josh Richardson in the Jimmy Butler deal, and Ben Simmons, an all-league defender with Embiid. As it is. Sixers win 109-98, 610-632-0975. You're leaving the center and you're still in your car riding home, or if you reached home and you still want to get in, get your thoughts. We're here until midnight, taking you in the post. Until then, Sixers win 109-98 here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Harris has it. Harris on the line on Tyson. He went for the jam, didn't get the dunk, but he put it in. Tobias Harris goes right at Tyson. And the Sixers have taken the lead. An 11-0 run. And they're feeling it here in Philadelphia. On their feet with a sellout crowd.
And even though he didn't flush that one clean, I love the aggressiveness. We've seen it from time to time during the season when Tobias Harris surprises you and turns it over as he goes to the basket. And I don't mean the turnover going the other way. I mean dribble. You think it's a layup. He turns it over, cuffs it, and he's going to try to attempt to dunk like he did in that cut right there from Tom McGinnis on Daniel Tice. Welcome to In the Post. Devon Givens with you until midnight. Sixers win 109-98 to get in on the show. 610-632-0975. And as Tom pointed out, Gordon Hayward with the basket to start off the third quarter. And then the Sixers proceeded to go on an 11-0 run for the team. And it was really good to take that 59-57 lead. Boston then eventually stormed back, right?
and they tied it up at 69. And it was crazy because, you know, you sitting here, and I know you guys do it too. Don't matter that you don't. We all do the show together, right? Because earlier they had a 5-point swing, and I'm like, dang, man, they just, this 5-point swing, they could have done this here and turn it around real quick. And then they had this 5-point swing where, that's what I was talking about, Mike Scott off the glass, where he was trying to take advantage of Kemba Walker, smaller defender. Tatum followed up with a three, and you're like, right there, that was it. And it's like, oh, they're starting to get the momentum back. But start of the fourth quarter, that's where Norvell Pell and Josh Richardson had that energy, getting it done at the start with Ben Simmons out. You love the fact that when people say, who's going to be the closer? And we've talked about it. Jimmy Butler gone. Who's going to be the closer? Joel Embiid is going. Now the question again was going to be before the game, who's going to be the closer if you need it? Well, you saw Ben Simmons being a closer in his own way with the jump hooks. But when they needed some individual play from somebody to get his own shot, it was Josh Richardson. And when Simmons was on the bench, it was Josh Richardson. Loved his performance tonight. Really good with the 29 points, 9 of 16 from the floor overall. 7 assists, too, guys, by the way. 610-632-0975. We head to Vegas next for our In the Post check-in with Chuck on the Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
DG and Dylan, just a phenomenal show tonight, guys.
Thank you, man. Phenomenal win by the guys tonight down at the center.
Absolutely, man. And if anyone missed the first 10 minutes of the show, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast. It is just really great breakdown.
Oh, come on, man. Thank you.
Just a great breakdown of this game and just the state of this team. And, you know, I think this team is going to be just fine going forward without Joel, even if he is out for a month or two. You know, because I think it's going to open up some opportunities for other guys. And, you know, I'd like to talk a lot about Josh Richardson,
sure.
but first, I just want to start with Ben, a guy who just gets ridiculed in this town. And like, dude, people have to relax, man, and start giving this guy his due. He's doing everything out there with the exception of that one polarizing topic. But he is doing everything out there, just phenomenal on both ends. You always say aggressive Ben is the best Ben, and I would add, you know, a confident Ben is the best Ben. He looked really confident tonight.
He did. No hesitation in anything that he did. Yeah, despite the, you know, outside of the few things that he does from every game, which is the bad turnover that you're going to get. But if you can get by that, as Stan opened the show speaking about it, then, you know, not to say you can live with it, but at least as we know, he's going to continue to give you the effort to go down and make the right play on the other end as well, defensively and shutting someone down, block, steal, whatever it might be.
That's right. And see, and to touch on Josh Richardson, this guy is perhaps my favorite player to watch right now.
Wow.
I just really enjoy watching him play. His effort, you know, start with his effort. You know, he's laying on the floor, diving for loose balls. You know, even just a week or two ago, he kind of called out some guys.
Loved it too.
You know, and we need that kind of stuff, man. And you know, that offensively, he's quick, he's elusive, he's got that quick first step. And, you know, this is a guy who, you know, go back to his college days. You know, not many people knew about him. You know, he improved at the University of Tennessee, and then he was drafted, you know, like around 40th overall in the 2015 draft. And, you know, he just continues to improve year after year after year. I have to imagine he's one of the hardest workers in the building, Devon. And, you know, I love this guy. I think he should really be our primary option going forward with Joel out.
Interesting. All right, listen, so is he your player of the game?
Absolutely, brother.
You got it, man. Chuck, thanks so much as always, man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The kind words. We'll talk to you soon. 610-632-0975. All right, guys, do me a favor. Ryan, Paul, Jack, Mike, we got two open phone lines since we started. You guys hang on because I want to give you all your time. We have 25 minutes commercial free coming up on the other side. So I want to ask you guys to sit tight. We'll get back to you. We'll come right to you after the break. 610-632-0975. Sixers have now won their second game in a row. They improved to 25-14 after this win over the Boston Celtics, 109-98. And as we always do when we talk about the Philadelphia 76ers and the standings and all, in the East, they are fifth, right there, a half a game behind the Toronto Raptors, but at home, still, they do not lose, 18-2. We'll be back in the post here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.